This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey there. From CNN, I'm Paola Ortiz with 5 things you need to know for Saturday, December 16. According to a report by the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Human Affairs, 2023 was the deadliest year for Palestinians in the West Bank since 2005. The report finds 477 Palestinians were killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem from January 1st to December 15 of this year, more than half killed since October 7. The report comes as Al Jazeera journalists mourn the death of their colleague, cameraman Samir Abu Dakha, who was killed in an airstrike Friday. The network accuses Israeli forces of, quote, systematically targeting their journalists and families. The Israeli military's press office issued a response denying this, saying that they take, quote, all operationally feasible measures to protect both civilians and journalists, adding that, quote, remaining in an active combat zone has inherent risks. This week, we saw Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plead to U.S. leaders for more funding as congressional discussions on aid remain stalled. Western officials are warning about the effects that may have on the battlefield. CNN's Nick Peyton Walsh is on the ground with more.
Hi, Paula. It's just an agonizingly bleak week for Ukraine, to be honest. President Volodymyr Zelensky flew all the way to Washington hoping to change minds and get $60 billion of aid that they vitally need to hold the Russians back here, approved by Congress. Didn't happen. And topping that, the European Union, $55 billion of aid from them held back by a veto from Hungary led by a Putin sympathizer. It's an awful week here, frankly, and you can feel it on the front lines how this has already impacted morale. Just a sense of people unified in one task who felt they had the West at their back now maybe realizing this bad winter ahead is something they're going to have to fight on their own.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed an executive order mobilizing the National Guard to the southern border amid an ongoing surge in migrant crossings. This comes after Hobbs sent a letter to President Biden last week urging the administration to reopen the Lukeville port of entry, which the federal government temporarily closed earlier this month. CNN's Rosa Flores has more.
Yeah, Paola, Katie Hobbs, the Democratic governor of Arizona, mobilized the Arizona National Guard to the southern border Friday to close the gaps in border security. This after expressing frustration with the Biden administration's decision to close lawful trade and travel at the Lukeville, Arizona International Crossing to reassign personnel to process migrants. The backdrop of this is an overwhelmed Border Patrol force that is busy apprehending thousands of migrants crossing every day, which creates gaps in border security. That's according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who also says the border is being exploited by criminal organizations who orchestrate the illicit flow of people and drugs into the U.S.
In Tennessee, a scene straight out of a movie. A 4-month-old baby was found alive in a tree after a tornado destroyed a family's mobile home and swept up the baby. The baby's mother, Sydney Moore, recalls the incident saying, quote, there was no warning. Moore was shielding her 1-year-old son with her body while her boyfriend rushed to protect 4-month-old Lord, who was sleeping in a bassinet swept up in the tornado. After the twister, the family found the baby crying and lodged in a fallen tree about 30 feet from where their home once stood. After being treated by medics, Lord was described as a, quote, perfectly healthy baby. Up next, why flat-nosed pups may struggle to nap.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back. According to the American Kennel Club, flat-faced dogs like French bulldogs are all the rage. Now, a new study shows that this breed's unique features could be affecting their sleep. researchers in Hungary used electroencephalogram tests to study the sleep of 92 dogs. They found that shorter-nosed dogs had decreased beta waves and increased delta, which has previously been associated with poorer learning in dogs. The researchers also found that due to breathing problems and sleep apnea associated with their narrow nostrils and smaller airways, shorter-nosed dogs experience more daytime sleepiness than their longer-nosed peers because of these breathing difficulties. Some veterinarians warn against buying these types of dogs, which have been bred to have these characteristics. That's all for us today, but make sure to tune in tomorrow for the latest episode of CNN One Thing. I'm Paola Ortiz. I'll talk to you next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.